Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Shah B'Tochen, Perek Zayin, the seventh and final Perek. The Chavis Halvavis has been delineating for us various ascending levels of B'Tochen. It starts with the person who simply relies on the most, wherever he sees with flesh eyes, with mortal eyes, wherever he sees his parnasa coming from. If it's a human being, then that human being. Now, the Chavis Halvavis says that if a person is alert, thinking, growing, then he comes to make himself aware of the areas that are not in human control. And he begins sensing Hashem's control there. He begins sensing Hashem's control in those areas, the areas that are outside of human control. Like we said, acts of God, what's actually called. He starts sensing that that's Hashem's realm of involvement in our world and our lives. If he develops that awareness well enough, it'll lead him to the next step. It'll lead him to understand that Hashem might actually also have a say, also have a hand in things that perhaps I could think I could control. And therefore, there will be certain areas of life that he's willing to let go of because he understands this is already too much for me to try to be in control of. Areas that he understands that are beyond the realm of ishtadlus, taking a dangerous job, taking a job that will tax his health. And he says, here I'm actually willing to let go. Once I've come to see that Hashem is on top of the areas that are not under human control, I'm actually ready to, so to speak, experiment, so to speak, and let go of an area that I could feel is in my control, leave that to him too. When a person grows further, he starts to understand that even the areas that are in his control, so to speak, are actually Hashem as well. And when a person is in this situation, he goes about his ishtadlus, he goes about his material efforts with the understanding that actually Hashem is controlling them too. The things that I know how to do well, the things that I'm good at, actually Hashem is controlling their outcome. I'm going through the motions of cooperating with Hashem's will. The next level, when a person really learns to sense that and feels how Hashem is really running even the areas that I am involved in, then you come to the next level of really understanding how Hashem is controlling the world, controlling your life in the best possible way. When you become keenly aware of being in Hashem's hands and you really start experiencing and sensing that, then you move on to a more sublime level that the Chavis Halvavis says, this a person already reaches with Hashem's, this is already Hashem's care for the person. When Hashem loves the person, brings him to this level. And this level is already being able to really just embrace any experience, anything that Hashem sends my way. I am thrilled because what could be better about my life than the fact that Hashem set it up this way. So I want to start from there again. So, v'kasha techzak hakavasa yisr mizeh. This is mamish about in the middle of the second to last paragraph in the volume. V'kasha techzak hakavasa yisr mizeh. V'chem la sabayri al b'rov. And when a person grows in his awareness and his understanding of quite how much Hashem cares for his people, he embraces, he is happy with, he wants whatever Hashem decrees for him. He'll express it outwardly and he'll really feel it. This is the best thing that could be. He'll be happy with anything that Hashem sends his way. Mi maves v'chaim, even if it's death. if it's death, this is what Hashem is choosing for me now, I'm happy with it. I'm going into it with a sense, with the happiness of embracing Hashem's will. Sublime Madrega. V'chaim. And certainly if Hashem chooses life for me, I'm thrilled with Hashem's choice. V'rish v'oysha. Also, whether it's poverty or wealth, I am thrilled with Hashem's choice. If it's poverty, I say, this is obviously something very good for me now, and I embrace it. If it's wealth, the same thing, a bit easier perhaps. Obrius v'chayli, the same goes for health and illness. He wants nothing other than what Hashem chose for him. It's not like you ask me, what would I like to be different? Nothing. If this is what Hashem chose for me, you offer me the choice to choose something different? No, I want it to be exactly the way Hashem set it up. On the contrary, he relegates his life, he lets go. I put myself into Hashem's hand. He puts his soul and his body at Hashem's disposal. I am happy for you, Hashem, to do as you see fit. He does not prefer this circumstance to that circumstance. What Hashem chooses for me is the best it could possibly be. Not simple. If you ask him, what is the life of your dreams? He says, this, exactly whatever it is now. Because this is what Hashem envisioned for me. And therefore, nothing could possibly be better. This is quite a madrega. Quite a madrega. But it's not the end of the story. Well, come on. Well, we're not finished yet. Come on, Shalom Echad Nerabaitchim. As one of the known Balei Bitachon said, "Loishkamti me oilam beinyan b'saveisi lezulosoi." It never happened that I woke up in the morning and wished I was somewhere else or in some different circumstances. Whatever circumstances I was in, I was thrilled with because this is what Hashem mapped out for me from time beginning. Ooh, and this is still not the highest level the Chodesh HaLavos is introducing us to. This next level is already where it goes from here. And here, I'm not even going to try to elaborate. I'm just going to read the Chodesh HaLavos' description of where a person comes from here. And I'll just say that, I'll preface it by saying that this next stage just appears to be an immense madrega of dveikus, of being bound up with Hashem. It doesn't really seem to be directly connected to the subject of bitachon per se. I suppose that the pshat here is that the understanding is that the Chovis Halvavis is telling us that a person works through these different levels and really comes to that place of whatever Hashem is doing for me, I'm thrilled with. I simply feel myself being moved from one place to another in Hashem's hands. That is the threshold of a person living with the unbelievable level of dveikus, the unbelievable level of being bound up with Hashem that he's now going to describe. So now he goes on and he says, "V'kasha techza kakarosa belikim yosem mize." When a person's awareness of Hashem, his understanding of Hashem grows even further, "V'yeda inyan amuchul van elav." "V'briyosai." And he really understands the secret of his existence, of why he was created and put into this mortal, transient world. And he understands, really understands, the greatness of that next everlasting world. He completely detaches himself from anything related to this world. V'imaser b'machshavto b'nafshoy v'gufay l'kim yisbarach. And he completely moves himself, binds himself up with Hashem, puts himself into Hashem's hand in thought, in body, in terms of his life. And when he's alone and able to just focus on being together with Hashem, that is when he is happiest. He is just now engaged in a love story with Hashem. When he's alone and able to focus on that, those are his happiest moments. And when he has to be engaged in anything else that is not that, when he's not bound up in his mind and his consciousness just with Hashem and his greatness, he is kind of like bored. He's not interested. If he has to get involved in something, so he just kind of like moves through it, not really interested. Even if he's among many people, even when he's, let's say, dealing with many people, speaking before many people, the only thing he's focused on is, am I pleasing Hashem right now? Is Hashem pleased with me? The only thing he looks forward to is another encounter with Hashem. Another encounter with Hashem, meaning, when will I be able to just get back to that place of focus on Hashem? Right now I'm involved in other things that are distracting, but I'm looking forward to just reconnecting. It's kind of reminiscent of what the Kuzari says, that a person reaches a level where the tefillahs, the three tefillahs a day, are the highlights of his day. He finishes one tefillah, moves back into the world, and he's just looking forward to get to that next tefillah when he can just reconnect with Hashem. And his thrill with Hashem, with his love of Hashem, distracts him from anything that people get excited about in this world. His obsession with Hashem, his enthrallment with Hashem, just distracts him of that. Even more than those who are obsessed with Olam Haba. This person is obsessed with Hashem even more than a person who really appreciates Olam Haba would be obsessed with Olam Haba. This deserves some elaboration, but we'll leave that for now. And this is the highest of the levels of the Bali Bitachon, meaning the people are living with Hashem, which, as we said, this is really the essence of what Bitachon is. It's not to trust that this will be okay. It's not to make sure I'm not doing mishtadlis. It's to be living with that intense awareness of being bound up with Hashem, of Him walking you through life. And you reach a level where you're simply, that feeling is just so thrilling. This is the highest level of Bali Bitachon me'anevim. This is the level of the Nevim, the Chasidim, and of the great pious people, Uskulas ve'Elokim Azakim, and those who are of Hashem's closest, purest circle. Okay, we are mamish up to tying up the chapter. This will leave for tomorrow, Emir Hashem. Everybody have a good night.
Good night. I just have a quick question. Do you know of anybody who would be on this madriga in this world?